In case you missed it, the 2022 midterm elections finally, and I believe mercifully, came to an end last night. Quote, less than 3 hours after the polls closed on Tuesday, PJ Media partner Decision Desk projected that in Democrat Senator Raphael Warlock Warnock, which y'all voted for him, so he's your senator now, won re-election in a runoff against Trump-endorsed Republican opponent Herschel Walker. This came as no surprise to most, writes Stephen. It was quite clear after November 8th that the energy just wasn't with the grand old party this year. I wonder why. Because you got Mitch McConnell pulling money out of key senatorial races. You've got Mitch working with the Democrats to ensure that gun control gets passed. And you just generally have the Republicans being low energy. Just low, 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 low energy. And so it's pretty, it's not shocking that this took place. Back into the article. The Republican cousin this guy has from Atlanta called him shortly after the general and told her that she voted. She knew a lot of people in Georgia who voted for Kemp because Kemp blew the Empress of he beat the brakes off the Empress of Georgia, Stacey Abrams. They all voted for Brian Kemp because, you know, they could not stand Stacey Abrams. But they just couldn't vote for Herschel Walker. So the author's expectation for the runoff were greatly modified by that information. The same thing happened in Pennsylvania. In a way, you had a lot of people. It was a reverse. A lot of people voted for Oz, but not for the governor candidate. I mean, it didn't matter anyway, because they were going to steal that. Naturally, the lefties and moderate left Republicans blame Walker's loss on one Donald John Trump. We've endured almost a month of hearing that Trump single-handedly ruined the red wave. It's nonsense, of course, and it's counterproductive. Trump is influential, but he's not freaking magical. That is a quote from the article. Remember, we used to say this when Trump was in office. He's either the evil, Dr. Evil genius, or he's an incompetent boob. And yes, in 2018, he was very influential because he was in office and he dragged Ron DeSantis and Brian Kemp over the finish line. But he's been out of office for 2 years. He's been out of office and out of the limelight. I don't care what you say about True Social. He hasn't been in the limelight. So yes, is he still influential? Sure, he has the MAGA base. There is a large section of people that still support Trump. But the idea that this is all Trump's fault is counterproductive, as stated in the article. And it's lazy. It's really just lazy. And the narrative here will be that Trump is finished. Him with Fuentes and Kanye and now this, he's done. Y'all fools if you think that. First of all, we got a year till the primaries even begin. It's 2022. Not a year, but we got months. We got a lot of time between now and the first primaries for this kind of to be washed out. And one thing America is known for is that short attention span. So I wouldn't be worried about that. And secondly, a lot of people that Trump endorsed did win. So there's that as well. So he wrote, Stephen Kaiser wrote, super cool that the GOP has decided to stick with the leadership status quo, like Ron and McDaniel. That prompted a response from a Republican who thought he was making an original point that saying Mitch McConnell didn't pick Walker and or any of the other candidates who didn't win their Senate races. Although Mitch McConnell did remove the funding. People want to forget that. Good old Mitch the Turtle did remove and pull back funding in key Senate races. Arizona being one, Pennsylvania being one. So he's not an innocent bystander at all. But let's get back into the article. Neither did Donald Trump. He didn't pick anybody. He just said, Herschel is a good guy. I like Herschel Walker. We've been friends for years. He's a really great candidate, and he's going to do so beautifully good for the good people of Georgia. And I hate you, Brian Kemp. Because, you know, love the state of Georgia. Love peaches. They're so good. Peaches for me. Million of peaches. I hate you, Brian Kemp.
I also feel that with Oz and Walker there, that was the Republican Party trying to just, we're just going to pick somebody that's popular. We don't care what kind of politics they have. They're still popular in their state, and they really weren't. They really weren't.
No, they tried to run the celebrity candidates at this point. And so that's exactly correct, Justin. They thought the wave was going to be so like it happened in 2004? No. 2006 with the blue wave under George W. Bush. Like, hey, if you were a Democrat, you were getting elected. Senator, that's how you got Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island. Because he was just like, I'm a Democrat from Radin. I can't even do his lisp. He's got the worst. I hate him. I'm not supposed to hate people, but I strongly dislike Senator Whitehouse. But that's how you got him. They thought they were going to get a reverse of that, so you could just put anybody on the ballot. Nope. Each state has different factors in play. I'll give you just a couple here in Arizona. He wrote in July that Mark Kelly's ability to amass a pile of cash and not have to spend much of it because the GOP had agreed to an early August primary. And the reason Blake Masters won that primary wasn't only because Trump endorsed him. It was because the state GOP here doesn't have a bench, which I've talked to Miss Magdalene Rose many times during this election season. There's nobody who they all want to be governors, which I get it. Or attorney generals, which are great. No Republican wants to go into Congress. And I understand it. If you're a person of any principles, Congress is an absolute trash heap. Look what it's done to Ted Cruz and his family right now. If you didn't hear about that, Ted Cruz's, one of his daughters, there was a very, very tragic incident. I don't want to get into it because I don't want to sensationalize it, but it's got to be and this is only an opinion. This is why I'm giving you an opinion. But if you're the daughter of a Republican senator, how much hate does that girl get on a daily basis for none of her own actions? And for teenagers on social media and all this kind of stuff, it's got to be awful. But nobody wants to run as a Republican senator. A, it's not a path to the White House, which a lot of them want. And B, it's a nut. I mean, I'm going to go be a Republican senator and go take orders from Mitch McConnell. Woohoo! I'm going to sit by and watch Mitt Romney stumble around for 40 minutes and sit in the same chamber as Susan Collins. Yay! Anyway, why do you think Martha McSally managed to lose races to both Arizona's Democratic senators? She's a horrible candidate, but the Arizona GOP didn't have anybody else. Trust me, any of the people who Masters beat in the primary would have lost to Kelly. We don't even know who is running in the Georgia primary. Who else would have beat this guy? Who else would have beat Warnock? And let me say this, if he was more credible as an option, they would have made more of an effort to steal it. The danger in reducing Republicans' lackluster performance in 2022 to quote-unquote Trump candidates is that it gives the GOP leadership a chance to wiggle off the hook. Raw and wiggling, wiggle off the hook. The author's question for the suddenly vocal McConnell fanboys is this. If he's so brilliant, why wasn't his considerable influence and fundraising apparatus able to put forth stronger candidates in places like Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania? 100% true. Why was Dr. I mean, we know Katie Bennett was and she was the black lady who came out of nowhere. She was also sandbagged by McConnell as well. I think anybody that listened to her speak would have known that she would have beaten the brakes off of Lurch. But she was too MAGA as well. And so McConnell sandbagged her. They sent the dogs after her. They sent Sean Hannity and the dogs after her to quell her, right? That's why you ended up with Oz. Because you had Katie Bennett, who was a legit pop, who had a great story, was a Pennsylvania born and raised woman. And yeah, she was black. So whoever cares about that, you get that box checked too. She was a great candidate. She has a family. She believes in God. But what happened? When she came out of nowhere, the establishment sicked the dogs on her to get her out of the race. No, it's because of Trump. Trump probably saw that. And he's like, I can't endorse her because she's not going to win because they're actively trying to keep her out. So, yeah, everybody can agree on Oz. Fine. I endorse him.